From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Georgia Agricultural Commodity Commission for Beef was established in 2013, and a year later, Georgia beef producers first voted to approve a marketing order to establish a $1 per head assessment on all cattle sold in Georgia. It's voted on every 3 years. The next assessment renewal vote by Georgia beef producers runs now through June 30th. If you don't receive a ballot by June 10th, please go to gabeefballot.com to get one. USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Alexis Taylor is in Japan today for a 3-day trade mission that includes a large representation of American agriculture, including businesses, state ag departments, and commodity groups. The U.S. is vital to ensuring food security in Japan, with almost a quarter of Japan's food and ag imports coming from American exporters. In order to give producers more time, USDA is extending deadlines for the Emergency Relief Program Phase 2 and Pandemic Assistance Revenue Program until July 14th. Also, USDA's Farm Service Agency is partnering with 9 organizations to provide educational and technical assistance to ag producers and provide assistance in completing an application. FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau says, "We recognize there's a learning curve for producers applying for the programs."
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.